The Yellow River is considered by many as the cradle of Chinese civilization. Often referred to as China's pride, it spans over 5,000 kilometers and is one of the longest river systems in the world. How is it possible, then, that the ancient Chinese saw the river as a curse, even going as far as to name it China's sorrow? 4,000 years ago, during the reign of King Yao, the Yellow River was the cause of mass flooding events that frequently demolished settlements and displaced the ancient residents of the Chinese heartland. King Yao tasked an engineer named Gun with the job of taming the mighty river. Gun spent 9 years creating a series of dikes and dams to control the flow of the river, but he was ultimately unsuccessful. When Gun's son Yu reached adulthood, he chose to pursue his father's work with the aim of saving the Chinese people from the plague of floods caused by the Yellow River. Yu teamed up with a mysterious agricultural master named Huji, and together they created a system based on the Pythagorean theorem, or Gugu theorem, that actually worked to control the flooding of the river. Rather than directly damming its flow, Yu installed a sequence of irrigation canals that diverted floodwater into the surrounding fields in small enough amounts that it wouldn't overwhelm the land. On top of irrigation, Yu also dredged the riverbed of sediment and debris to improve the flow of the waterways. It is said that Yu spent 13 years dredging the river, eating, sleeping, and laboring alongside the common workers. Their effort was a complete success, ushering in a new era of prosperity free from flooding in ancient China. The project earned Yu great acclaim and is referred to in Chinese history as Great Yu Controls the Waters. However, Yu's success was not without sacrifice. Beyond the toll the project took on Yu's body, he suffered a much greater burden emotionally. After being married for only 4 days, duty called on Yu to commit himself to fight the floods. He left home, telling his wife he did not know when he would return. In the 13 years he dedicated to subdue the flooding, he passed by his family's house only 3 times. But never went inside. The first time, he could hear his wife giving birth to their son. The second time, he overheard his young son crying. The third time, he witnessed his 10-year-old son grieving about life without a father. Despite the pain Yu experienced, he put his duty ahead of himself, believing that he could not enjoy the peace of life with his family while the flooding was destroying the lives of thousands more families. The Emperor of China found Yu's selflessness and dedication to the welfare of the Chinese people above his own needs to be so impressive that he selected him as the next emperor. Yu was uncertain at first, but after overwhelming support from his community, he conceded and became the heir to the throne. The legend of Yu the Great tells the story of how one man devoted his life to the service of others. It is a lesson in duty, self-sacrifice, and the idea that with great power comes great responsibility.